تاسو له اس بي اس پختو سره یاست.
په انګلیسي ژبه پوهیدل او خبرې کول کولای شي په استرالیا کې ستاسو د ژوند کیفیت لوړ کړي. اس بي اس د انګلیسي ژبې د زده کړې پودکاسټونه لري او په هغو کې ورځنی مهم اصلاحات او داسې نور مهم مطالب تشریح کوي. د دغو پودکاسټونو په اوریدلو سره خپل مهارتونه لوړ کړئ او ځان له ورځنیو اصلاحاتو او د ژبې اړوند نورو مهمو مسایلو سره بلد کړئ. د اس بي اس د انګلیسي ژبې د زده کړې یا لرن انګلیش وروستی پودکاسټ واورئ.
It's nice when actually get a joke. Learning English is easier when we can have a laugh.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia.
You're sitting on the couch and something funny happens. A video, a joke, or a pet doing something strange. And you laugh, of course. After all, laughter is a universal language. And even if the joke is different from what you're used to, because, let's be honest, Australian humor can be a little bit different. It still connects us and brightens your day. I'm Josipa, and in this episode, we will practice phrases we can use to talk about funny moments that make you laugh and feel good. So let's start by listening to Alan and Claire sharing a moment that had them laughing out loud.
That video of the cat trying to jump into the box had me in stitches.
That cat's a bit of a character. Always doing something hilarious. Classic.
I was just joking about trying it myself. I'd probably crash straight into the floor.
You crack me up every time, Alan.
How did you go with the dialogue? Was it clear? I have to admit, I didn't get everything at first. That means I didn't understand everything. But that's okay, don't worry. I've looked at all the phrases and now I can explain them. Alan said,
That video of the cat trying to jump into the box had me in stitches.
The video of a cat had Alan in stitches. If somebody or something has you in stitches, it means it makes you laughing so hard it hurts, as if you need actual stitches to hold you together. You could also say,
It made me laugh out loud.
Or,
It had me laughing so much.
And that means the same thing as saying it had me in stitches. Next, Claire said,
That cat's a bit of a character. Always doing something hilarious. Classic.
Let's hear the first phrase once again.
That cat's a bit of a character.
Here, Claire is saying that she thinks the cat is funny and has a unique or unusual personality. We can use the phrase a bit of character to talk about someone or something that behaves in a funny, interesting, or unusual way. You can use this phrase for people, pets, or even things. It's a friendly, positive way to say someone or something is amusing and memorable. Can you think of anyone you know that you would describe as a bit of a character? Claire also said,
Always doing something hilarious. Classic.
Hilarious means very, very funny. Classic means something that is typical, iconic, or exactly what you would expect from a person or situation. It's often used when a behavior or moment is funny, memorable, or very characteristic of someone. For example, you could say,
He tells the silliest jokes. Classic.
Meaning that telling silly jokes is exactly what you would expect from him. Or,
That reaction was classic.
Meaning it was so typical or characteristic that it's almost iconic. So in the dialogue, Claire is saying the cat's behavior is funny and typical. Next, Alan said,
I was just joking about trying it myself.
Alan was just joking. When someone is just joking, they're saying or doing something funny and not serious. It's a way to make people laugh or tease them in a friendly way. If you're not serious and just trying to be funny, you can say,
I'm just joking.
And if someone says something that surprises you so much so that you can hardly believe them, you can say,
are you joking? I can't believe it.
In English, after we have made the joke, there are a lot of different ways to reassure people that we were not serious. Here are a few.
Relax, I'm only kidding.
I was just teasing you.
I'm just having a laugh.
All of these mean you're not serious. You're just being funny to make someone laugh and feel happy. At the end of the dialogue, Claire also said,
you crack me up every time, Alan.
To crack someone up is an informal way to say make someone laugh a lot. You can use it when you are talking with friends, family, or anyone who makes you laugh. In informal English, there are some fun ways to talk about funny people or moments. Let's start with a couple you might hear often. First, a hoot. If someone or something is a hoot, they're really funny.
That man at the party is a hoot. He had everyone laughing.
The movie was a hoot.
Next, a laugh. This is another way to say that someone is funny or amusing.
She's always a laugh. Can't stop giggling when she's around.
To giggle means to laugh quietly, often because something is funny, cute, or slightly embarrassing. Now, let me ask you something. Do you enjoy watching comedy, like stand-up shows? Stand-up comedy is when a comedian stands on stage and tells jokes or funny stories to make people laugh. I love stand-up because I enjoy those moments when I just can't help laughing. When that happens, I often burst out laughing. That means I suddenly laugh out loud because something is really funny. Let's say you watched a stand-up show, and the next day you are talking to your friend about it. You might say something like,
I burst out laughing when the comedian talked about his parents.
Now we'll play the dialogue again. Pay attention and see how much more you can understand. After that, we'll practice some of the phrases together.
That video of the cat trying to jump into the box had me in stitches.
That cat's a bit of a character. Always doing something hilarious. Classic.
I was just joking about trying it myself. I'd probably crash straight into the floor.
You crack me up every time, Alan.
It's time to practice. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. What does it mean to crack someone up?
Crack someone up is an informal Aussie way to say make someone laugh a lot. You can use it for friends, family, or anyone who makes you laugh.
When you burst out laughing, you...
When you burst out laughing, you suddenly start laughing out loud because something is really funny.
Now let's repeat after Alan and Claire.
That video had me in stitches.
That cat's a bit of a character.
I'm just joking.
You crack me up every time.
You can find the learning notes and the full transcript for this episode on our website. They'll help you review all the phrases we learned today. We also have a bonus episode to help you practice your speaking, so make sure you check that one out too. Don't forget to follow us on socials. We are on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Just search for SBS Learn English. I'm Josipa. Thank you for learning English with me today.
غواړی دغه سنور کې سه هم او رینو د خپل پودکاسټ ګوګل پودکاسټ یا هم د خپل خاکي پر پودکاسټ یو اورئ.